Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3. Let's go. Those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Our topic for today is nothing sweeter than changing lives. Nothing sweeter than changing lives. The most beautiful thing in this world is seeing a human being totally transformed through an encounter with Jesus Christ. The most beautiful thing in this world, seeing a human being break free from the control of sin, break free from the influence of Satan, and experience total transformation. This place is filled with people, with stories, such stories of transformation. I am a story of such a transformation. Anyway, I want us to hear a story like that as we discuss this today. So welcome with me, Samuel Olaito, as he comes to share his story with us. It's a beautiful story. Let's appreciate him a little bit better.
Good morning, church. I came from a Muslim family, and I listened to my father tell us story of how he came from a polygamous family and how he has struggled through lives. And all these things find a way to creep into our lives. And as I begin to live my life, I have this strong spirit of fear over me and self-doubt, always telling me that I will not amount to anything in life. Always telling me that when I grow to a stage of getting married, that I will be childless. Always, it's always there. That I will not attend good school. So it was always there. But in 2001, I have an encounter with my local church then, the pastor, not a big church, was preaching, and then in the service I gave my life to Christ. And ever since then, the spirit of doubt kept coming, kept telling me that you will not see your father. He bought a car. After 1 month, they stole the car, and he never got another one over the years. He kept telling me things I cannot do. But the transformation power of Jesus came in and have changed my life ever since then, especially from 2006, when the Daystar Fellowship in Alagbole came to do a program that they call Alagbole Lawa. That was a point I got to know Daystar. Then they invited me to the fellowship, that I should come to the fellowship. I saw them on a Saturday. On a Sunday, they were in my house for a visitation. And say, we have a fellowship in your street. So from there, I started attending fellowship. And even if I didn't go to my local church, that fellowship, I don't miss it. From 2006. And the words I continue to hear and expose to begin to drown those fear. And now I am married, and I have a handsome son, very sharp, active. I own two businesses. I have interests. I have businesses in telecoms. I have in agriculture, and I also train people. The people I train now, because the voice always tell me that I won't be relevant. You cannot amount to anything. But now I train directors of companies. So the transformation power of Jesus have helped me and changed my life. Not only that, I'm serving in this church. I'm a session leader. And I'm part of God's army, progressing the interests of God. Amen. So I give him all the praise.
Amen. Woo. Woo. Wow. This is such a sweet feeling. This beautiful story. Someone said Jesus is a gift with a lift. When he comes into your life, he never leaves you where he met you. Amen. Your life gets better. What a beautiful story. And I guess many of us can identify with his story. Guilt, condemnation, self-doubt, fear, anxiety, worry. And then you meet Jesus. He says, come to me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden. All of you that carry a heavy load. Says, I will give you rest. It's the person that has experienced it that can describe it. That you're hearing a voice over and over. You won't amount to anything. Nothing good will come out of your life. If you get married, you will be childless. And here we are. Jesus stepped in and turned Satan into a liar. He's a blessing serving, in this church, touching people's lives. It's amazing. Okay? So being instrumental to the making of such a story to me is one of the greatest accomplishments in this world. That you are involved in the process of God changing somebody's life and changing someone's story. Just like we have had, I think it's one of the greatest accomplishments in this world. So the verse of scripture that we read says, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, and those who turn many to righteousness will do what? Like the stars forever and ever. You will shine.
Amen.
Like the stars forever and ever. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Why should you influence people to accept forgiveness through Jesus Christ? Why should you be involved in this business? Number one, the human soul is the most valuable asset on this planet. The human soul is the most valuable asset on our planet. Everything that God created, he spoke into existence, except man. Hebrews 11 and verse 3 says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. And God said, let there be, and there was. God said, let there be light. let there be. That when it came to man, let us make man in our own image and after our own likeness. And God formed man of the dust of the ground. He formed a body. And the scriptural account says that God breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and he became a living soul. And you and I know that what he put inside that body was more than gas. God cut man out from himself and put him in that body. Man's spirit and man's soul is from God. Yes, the raw material with which he created his body was from the soil, but the raw material with which he created man was from himself. That's why when man dies, his body goes back to the soil, but the spirit and the soul have to go. So the most valuable asset on this planet is the human spirit and soul. When they asked Jesus, which is the greatest commandment? He said, love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. He said, on these two hang all of the law and the commandments. All the law and the prophets. 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, John the Apostle explains what Jesus actually meant. that anyone that loves God must love his brother also. He said, you cannot love God and not love man. Why? They're the same. Every human being is an extension of God. So when you have someone that has insight, someone that has understanding, you don't treat human beings like debt. And when you're looking for where to invest your resources, wisdom tells you the best investments you will ever make will be the investments that you make into human life. Number two reason why you should be involved in influencing people to accept forgiveness through Jesus Christ. The most valuable asset in heaven is the human soul. The most valuable asset in heaven apart from God is the human soul. Because the human soul was cut out from God. So you check heaven's attitude to human beings and to human life. When we see the description of heaven in the Bible, it's such a beautiful place. The streets are paved with gold, not our kind. The earth is only a reflection of heaven. So the real gold, the real deal, that's what they used to pave the streets. All of the beautiful pearls, you know, all of the beautiful stones, everything that shines, the glass that is like crystal and all of that, God's powerful throne, all of them are nothing compared to the human soul. Put all of them together, they are not worth as much as the human soul. Check heaven's attitude to human life. Nothing commands heaven's attention apart from God, like the human being. Nothing commands heaven's attention apart from God, like the human being. In Luke 15 and verse 10, Jesus said, likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. When one human being gets to understand every human being is a sinner, I have the sin nature, but God already solved the problem because the wages of sin is death. He sent his son to die on the cross. The price has been paid on my behalf. And the person says, forgive me my sins, Lord, because of the price that Jesus paid. It throws heaven into a frenzy. Celebration breaks out in heaven. Just one person. That's how valuable the human being is to God and how much attention heaven pays to us human beings. Just one person throws heaven into celebration mode. Amazing. Amazing the way it works. Because heaven recognizes the value of one human soul. In Hebrews chapter 12, there's a description of what happens spiritually when we gather together to worship. The Bible says we come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, to an innumerable company of angels. It's amazing. Said, you have come to the spirits of just men made perfect. So all those that believe in God that have passed on before, they show up when Christians gather. Heaven's attention is on us because of the value of one human soul to heaven. And then thirdly, the most valuable asset in hell is the human soul. More valuable than Satan, who was created an angel. Satan understands the value of the human soul. That's why he will do anything to drag one to hell. And I believe that the way heaven celebrates when one human being makes up his or her relationship with God is the way hell celebrates when one human being dies on this planet without making that decision and enters a godless eternity. It throws hell into a frenzy because they know the value of what they got. It must be your business and mine to snatch people from a potential eternity in hell and to populate heaven with them. So just think about it. When it comes, therefore, to investing your resources on this planet, understanding what is most important, the most valuable thing to invest your life in is changing human lives. So whoever it is that invited our brother, you know, to the service where he gave his life to Christ, it's recorded. And the person will shine like a star forever and ever. I know the person may have other accomplishments in this life. The person may build houses. The person may buy cars. When the time comes, many years to come, when the person leaves this world and goes to heaven, the person will not take the cars along. The person will not take the buildings along. Those things depreciate, don't they? But the person will take along the testimony of a life restored back to God. Now, you ask the average organization, bring your asset list. They list their buildings, they list their equipment, they list their vehicles, and their greatest assets never make that list. The human beings in the organization. But I think it's just as well. Because you cannot quantify the human soul in monetary terms. You can't give it any monetary value. You know, in Mark chapter 8, Mark 8, 36 and 37, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? He said, or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? What was Jesus implying? One human soul is worth more than the whole of the material world put together. All the gold in this world, all the diamond, all the crude oil, all the everything that has value on this planet, put all of them together, they are not worth just one human soul. Amazing. So, when you want to invest your time, let me talk about your time. Because your time is not just one aspect of your life. It's your life. Let's take time out of your life. What will be left? Heaven. Nothing. As far as this planet is concerned, you are dead. Your time is your life. Whatever you invest your time in is what you are investing your life in. Your time on this planet is finite. It's limited. It's finite. But then once you live this life, your time on the other side will be infinite. It's eternity. If you are smart, and if I am smart, we should invest the finite time that we have here in the things that will produce rewards for us in eternity. Am I right? That's the smart use of one's life. Some people will die, get to heaven, and find out that their life was a waste of investment. And there's a story like that in Luke 16. The rich man that died found himself in hell and then saw Father Abraham and was crying out. This place is too hot. Can you ask Lazarus to dip his finger in water so that I could have just one drop of water? There's too much thirst. Second, Abraham said it was not going to work. Then he had a second request. Can you please ask Lazarus to go back to talk to my brothers? They must not come here. He had the opportunity to influence his brothers. He influenced them negatively. He thought he was only influencing them for their lifetime. He didn't know the investments he made in their lives were going to affect them for eternity. He saw they were heading where he was and wanted to stop it. The best investment that you should make with your life right now should be in the things that will generate rewards for you when you find yourself on the other side. My prayer is that God will use you to change the trajectory of somebody's life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And that as he does that, you will shine. Amen. like one of the stars forever and ever and ever. I pray that the activities of your life will throw heaven into celebration. I will forever be grateful for the people that invited me to fellowship, for the person that preached the day I accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. I will forever be grateful for the people that helped me to find my feet as a Christian. Look at the investment that they made. Because today also my commitment is to ensure that every day I'm touching somebody's life somehow. I'm looking forward to an eternity where I will meet people, most of whom I would not recognize, that will walk up to me and say, I thank God for you, because it was because of you that I gave my life to Christ. I received forgiveness from Jesus, and that's why I am here now. I'm looking forward to an exciting eternity of hearing story upon story of lives that God changed. Proverbs 11 verse 30, and we pray. The least you can do is invite someone to a service. Invite someone to a cell meeting, a small group meeting not far from their house. Or share your story with someone and ask them to receive the forgiveness that Jesus offers. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30. I want all of us to read it together. Proverbs 11 verse 30. Let's go. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. Bow your head with me and let's pray. I want you to thank God. Say, Lord, I thank you for my life. If you have known the forgiveness that we're talking about, if you've known the change, the transformation that we're talking about, anytime I think about where I could have been now, what I could have been doing outside of Christ, I shudder, and my heart just bursts with praise and thanksgiving to God. Thank God for your life. Thank God for Jesus that died on the cross, paid for your sins, and thank God that his sacrifice was not in vain. Thank God for the day you knew Jesus as Lord and Savior. And now pray, Lord, use me to touch someone's life, to change somebody's story. To change somebody's story from anxiety to peace, from worry to rest, from confusion to direction, from doubt to confidence, from sadness to joy. Use me to change somebody's story, the trajectory of somebody's life from eternity in hell to eternity in heaven. Make my life a worthwhile investment and help me to shine like one of the stars forever and ever. Use me to touch someone's life this week. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we thank you. I ask in Jesus' name for open heavens, and I ask for the outpouring of the power of the Holy Spirit. You said, and you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. In this service, let someone receive power. Amen. Where somebody received it before, let someone receive fresh power. Amen. Give us courage to share this beautiful news with someone. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we share our stories, or just simply invite someone to the fellowship meeting or to the church service, let your power flow through us. Lord, as we pray for people, let your healing power flow. Change people's lives. Give us powerful testimonies of change in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.